We're here at the 21st Annual Ethanol Conference and Trade Show in Omaha. With me is Brian Jennings, who is Executive Director of the American Coalition for Ethanol. And Brian, you gave an update for the people here at the conference. And I guess it's been kind of a rough last couple of months. And you mentioned kind of maybe we feel like we've gone through hell in the last couple of months, but we need to keep on going.
Well, I did, Cindy, and maybe that's a little PG-13 or R-rated for some people. But, you know, I think the message I was trying to impart on the people that were here, the ACE members and the others, is that, you know, nothing that is significant is ever easy to accomplish. You know, everything that we do in life that's worthwhile is a result of hard work and, frankly, working together. And so that was the message I was trying to deliver. If in sort of a little more aggressive way than maybe people would have wanted me to. But, you know, I think we lose sight amidst the negative attacks and the headlines that none of us like to see, that this industry has accomplished so much in over the space of a lot of time. But if you look at the last 3 years, two energy bills, two renewable fuel standards, significant progress. And so I was just trying to remind our participants and members and others that we're going to take some nicks when we move the needle as far as we have.
Now, you also talked about some of the things that ACE has planned, some of the things you're doing right now, some of the things you have planned in the immediate future. One of them is using new media. What are your plans coming out here in just, like you said, within the next week or so?
Right. Well, I think all of us are trying to do what we can online to communicate the value and the benefits of ethanol, and the various ethanol groups are trying to do that well. We're more effective than we were 3 or 4 years ago, but we're not quite where we need to be, and certainly ACE hasn't been. And so what we've decided to do is kind of get ourselves, dive into this Web 2.0 world too. And what we'll be doing and unveiling in the next few days, hopefully, is an online social network for ethanol advocates or people just interested in it, which we're going to call the Ethanol Collective. And we're also unveiling an interactive calculator, which is very close to being ready to go, that enables people to discover on their own how many barrels of oil, how much money, and greenhouse gases they're able to reduce or save as a result of using ethanol blended fuel. And so just trying to get some interactive things on the internet where people can help discover the value of ethanol.
And now you also mentioned specific things that people can do, ethanol advocates, either in the industry or in the agriculture industry, whatever. Just simple things that they can do that some of our opponents are doing rather effectively on the web.
Right. I mean, we're not helpless, and we can be frustrated, but it's more important for us to take action. And, you know, some of they're incredibly simple, but I think they're practical. The most important thing, I think, is be a participant in this democracy of ours. And no matter your political affiliation, if this industry is important to you, find out where candidates for office stand on ethanol issues, if those candidates might impact you on ethanol issues, and contribute money to them, support them, tell your neighbors about them, and vote for them. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, there are a number of things we can do, the letters to the editor from the grassroots level. Being in touch with your members of Congress and your governors and your state legislators is very important. So just a wide variety of things like that.
And you talked about, too, making comments online about articles that are online.
Yeah, I did. I think that's one thing our opponents are doing a really good job of today, and that is there's a negative article in the Wall Street Journal, and then you have a flood of posters who have sort of, continued to feed that negative information. And we can go to those negative articles and correct that misinformation. And even when there are positive articles, we need to be on there reinforcing those things. And so that'll take time getting people to be used to that, but it's something that we can do.
How does ACE differ from EPIC and RFA?
Sure. ACE is not a trade association like the RFA is, of ethanol producers almost exclusively. We are more of a coalition, as is in our name, an advocacy organization. I mean, our role is to continually work to increase demand for ethanol. That's what we do. But we work very closely with RFA. We work very closely with EPIC. To me, EPIC seems like maybe more of a consumer-driven information, PR, advertising type of a organization. And I think as long as we continue to know what we do and why we do it and work together well, we're going to do a good job of representing this industry.
Now, you made some changes in your business meeting just before the conference and added a new class of board members. How does that work?
Well, not a new class per se, but we decided to expand the size of our board to mm-hmm. be more representative of our membership. And so mm-hmm. we elected 4 new members of our board in addition to some of those that were up for re-election. Mm-hmm. And one of those is Ron Fagan, the CEO and president of Fagan Inc., and we're thrilled to have Ron and his company on board. We also added Greg Krissick with ICM, and Greg's so involved with the industry and actively participating in all of the groups. It just made sense to bring Greg into the fold. We were very proud to bring the Missouri Corn Growers onto our board, and so Gary Marshall, their CEO, will be joining us as well. And one of the longest-standing advocates of ethanol in the country, Todd Sneller, with the Nebraska Ethanol Board, and we're going to benefit greatly from Todd's tremendous leadership, so happy to do that.
Well, finally, what do you think about the turnout here and the mood of the industry this year?
Turnout's lighter than what it was last year, but we knew that coming in. Most of the ethanol events that have taken place this year have not attracted the crowd that maybe they have in prior years. But as I walk through the halls, I see people that and talk to people, I think, that are positive but cautiously positive. And they recognize some of the volatility we're facing. They recognize we're a commodity that will continue to deal with peaks and valleys. Yeah, people remain frustrated with the PR attacks, but I think so it's a sober crowd, and that's okay. But I think there's also a commitment that we need to continue to pull together to move this industry forward, and that's a good thing.
All right, thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks.